Lots of teens struggle with their electronics, their emotions, and their peers. Tricia Malott of the McLean County Behavioral Health Coordinating Council says Monday's Behavioral Health Forum in Normal might be able to help. She says organizers hope to engage adolescents, particularly those who are struggling with issues related to social media, like cyberbullying, anxiety, and depression.
So while we still have a day of breakout sessions for adults, we have also created a day where youth can come and attend sessions and learn about mindfulness, bullying, some techniques for addressing behavioral health, in addition to also hear from some of their peers. And we also have the direct tie-in to our keynote from Dr. Flores.
Tricia, can you touch on what kind of impact that you've seen here in McLean County locally with the use or sometimes overuse, misuse perhaps of social media among young people?
I think it's important to note that this isn't a limited issue. And so it's not something that's just captured in research or in other countries. And I think it's important for parents to recognize that it is happening here at a local level. And as a clinician who has practiced in the community, I have seen parents or adolescents come into my office impacted by issues such as this. I have heard from colleagues and other parents who have taken certain steps to try to help protect their child. And I agree with Dr. Flores that so much of it is about dialogue and keeping lines of communication open so that there is that trust and that regular check-in between parents and kids.
And once again, going back to the health forum this coming Monday, there are two places where there will be sessions, first at Normal Theater in Uptown and the Bloomington Normal Marriott Hotel and Conference Center. If you could explain how that's going to work.
Absolutely. So our day starts at the Normal Theater, and we'll kick off with opening remarks, and that start to our day is for everyone. So we will all begin together at the Normal Theater. That's for adults and adolescents alike. And after our opening remarks from Chairman McIntyre, we will go into our keynote address by Dr. Flores. And from that point on, then our day splits a little bit, and our adolescents will stay in the Normal Theater for their sessions, and the adults will head over to the Marriott for their breakout sessions, and we have over 14 sessions for adults to choose from that day.
And you're referring to John McIntyre, chairman of the McLean County Board, who has been instrumental in the community health forum here in McLean County. You'd mentioned earlier mindfulness and relaxation techniques. Is that perhaps one antidote to the anxiety that many young people are dealing with from a social media standpoint?
I think it's one option. I would generally say I don't think the solution is one size fits all. And what may work for adolescent A is not going to be what works for adolescent B. But mindfulness and relaxation are definitely one of the ways to go. And we have Abby Lyons, who works for McLean County Unit 5, and is also part of, she developed a business called The Elephant Tree, and part of her focus is to help train teachers on their ability to use those skills in classrooms. And so she will be doing those sessions with the adolescents that day.
And so this forum is on Monday, a day off for students. Obviously, that was done intentionally on your part. Do you feel that you can bring out the kind of response from young people to come in on a day off school to do something educational like this?
Well, we certainly hope so. We definitely recognize that there is the barrier of perhaps as simple as getting out of bed and going somewhere on a day off. We also have some giveaways. And so one of the things that we are going to do is we've tried to break up their day. And so their day isn't just sitting in one spot and listening to a bunch of adults talk all day. Instead, they may have a 10-minute period of time where they can move around, and it's part of that mindful movement. And then they may have 20 minutes of listening to someone when we have peers coming in. But we're also doing kind of like a raffle giveaway almost at every break for the adolescents so that they can walk away with a prize and get free stuff. And they can bring their friends. I mean, so that's the other way to look at this is it could be a way for them to spend time with their friends and not home by themselves.
And Dr. Flores, as you make your way here to McLean County to talk to young people and educators and the like, how will you define a successful experience, a successful message in getting through to the young people here?
I think as long as they can get an awareness of steps that they can take to protect themselves and to respect others on social media, I will consider it a success. And I will give examples of how they can do that. You know, it's a matter of, you know, like the golden rule, treat others as you would want to be treated. And hopefully it would be a step towards positive change.
That story from GLT's Eric Stock. The behavioral health forum is free, though registration is recommended. There's a link at WGLT.org.